Welcome to the NTV 360 podcast. I'm your host today, Marielle Padilla, and I am the client services manager here at NTV 360. Today I'm joined by Molly Bowen, who is our client services specialist. Thank you for joining us today, Molly.
Thank you, Marielle. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So Molly, you work extensively with a lot of our franchisees, especially in the initial stages, but throughout, you know, their life cycle of being, you know, part of the NTV 360 family. So I'd love to hear a little bit about what you think in regards to what growth looks like for a lot of these franchisees in the initial stages and why it's such a key focus for them when starting their business.
Absolutely. So growth is, you know, of course, so important. A couple of reasons why that growth is really important, especially after that onboarding, is because the faster you're able to get venue partners to join your network, you know, the sooner that you're able to reach out to those advertisers. Not only that, but of course, the more screens you have up in your network, in your territory, the more people will see you, recognize your brand, and really start to trust you as that marketing entity in your community.
And I know we work with, you know, so many different franchisees as well. And even throughout the lifespan of growing their business, every person I feel like defines success in a different way. But if you could boil it down to, you know, generally speaking, what does success look like on the growth side of things for these franchisees? And, you know, how have you found that people tend to define that?
For most of the clients that I work with, they will join this business because they love their community. They want to, you know, bring their community closer together. And something that one of my clients was telling me the other day is that he truly felt successful when he knew he could walk into any of his venue partners and they immediately knew his name. They knew his order. I feel like that's such a great feeling. And I can absolutely imagine why that would make him feel successful.
You know, I find that a lot of times having more of that community relationship makes it easy to strike new conversations, connect you to other people. At the end of the day, it's a fulfilling job in itself, I feel like. So I think that makes perfect sense. You are such an integral part of onboarding these franchisees, making them feel comfortable, scale their business, grow their business, all of these different things. And I know we provide a lot of different trainings for these franchisees, but in your opinion, what are some of the best trainings that can help them see the greater picture when it comes to building their business from day one to maybe what their business would look like even 3 years from now?
We have multiple initial trainings. We have around 8, but one in specific definitely hits on that question, and that's going to be our venue partner research and business plan training. We understand that, you know, purchasing a business, it can be overwhelming. And so we will break down the process of starting your business even to the most minute detail. So specifically something that we'll go over is, where should we start? You have this big area. Let's break it down and figure out the best place to start having those conversations. And then from there, you know, years down the road, you'll still have a good idea of the areas that you've built out and the areas that you're going to build out in the future. So we break all of that down.
Giving them a concrete plan can be a form of measuring that success to some of these people, especially if, you know, we deal with a lot of entrepreneurs that maybe they are first-time entrepreneurs, right? So they don't have as much of that experience, or they want just a little bit more pinpointed guidance on what has worked in the past for some of these, you know, other franchisees and maybe, you know, ideas for what they can achieve in their specific territory region, right? Yeah. And so with that too, I mean, you mentioned we're doing this in the initial stages. Are we usually checking in with people, you know, throughout the lifespan of the business? Yes. How frequently do we do that? What do you see with more of that, you know, business plan training, just the continuation of it?
That's one of my favorite things to do, is have those consistent check-ins with our franchisees. From the beginning, we're able to set very clear goals with them. And throughout every single step of their business, the whole entire team is there to support them and help create new goals for them once they succeed and hit those first goals, which is so exciting. So there's a couple of different ways that we can do that. Maybe we are tracking it through a CRM. Maybe we're setting up weekly calls to go over their goals. Either way, we will be there every single step of the way to help them visualize the next steps of their business.
We involve ourselves with our franchisees at a level that they're comfortable with, yeah. right? So you mentioned you might be getting on calls with them on a weekly yeah. basis. You know, there are times where maybe even it's monthly, mm-hmm. you know, quarterly, whatever it is. And so I like that you mentioned just the weekly goals because yeah. we have people that do like to meet with yeah. us more frequently than others. And that's, you know, it's something that we offer regardless. But even just at least having quarterly, you know, check-ins exactly. to make sure that they're kind of scaling their business in the way that they said they wanted to mm-hmm. from day one. I know that's really important to us. One of the tools that our franchisees find to be the most valuable is the CRM platform that we provide. For the viewers who are watching this that maybe don't exactly know what the CRM is or what it stands for, or even just the key components of why it's beneficial to have one, do you mind just elaborating a little bit more on what is a CRM and how do we use it?
What a CRM is a client relationship management tool. And this is a tool that we provide to all of our franchisees. And we will also give our franchisees in-depth training on that CRM.
You do a lot of CRM training and to very different levels, right? Depending on, again, how big the team is, things along those lines. Can you kind of talk to me a little bit about what that CRM support looks like and just the strategy of utilizing that from day one?
There are so many ways to use the CRM. Most importantly, we are trying to keep track of our clients. It's a client relationship platform, right? So what we recommend is keeping track of conversations. When you're out in the field and you're speaking to multiple different business owners, the CRM is so useful to keep track of all of those little tidbits. Met with this business owner the other day and he loves football. Jot that down. Keep that in a safe place so next time you speak to them, you can go back and look at it. Other than that, we have places where you can keep contacts. There's places where you can track your clients. There's so much you can do with the CRM. And as you said, you can customize it in any way, shape, or form. If you want to use it solely for conversations, absolutely go ahead. If you want to create a ton of automations and send out emails, we can do that for you as well. Anything that can help our clients not get bogged down on that admin side, that's exactly what we use that CRM for.
I think that makes perfect sense. And with that too, I think a feature that I've seen that people use, which it's something that you don't really think about, it's so simple, but it's just when you set up an appointment, are you getting reminders for yeah. that appointment, right? Are you getting reminders? Is your client getting reminders? And there's a system that you can set up, you know, within almost any CRM, even if you're not yeah. using the one that we offer, you know, that can really keep that in front of you and your client to make sure that you're even, you know, when you're setting those appointments, everyone's showing up to those appointments. Yeah. Another benefit of utilizing a CRM is not only being able to track your clients, but just as an owner and operator of a business, when you bring on new employees, being able to even track their conversations yeah. with prospective clients and, you know, converted clients as well. So with that, you know, I like to ask, you being so involved in following all of these franchisees as they grow their business, when do you think the right time would be to scale, and specifically in regards to adding maybe more employees to their business and to help them just manage the day-to-day operations?
Something that's really cool about this business is it can truly be at any time. If someone wants to purchase this franchise opportunity and solely be the business operator, they can immediately hire someone on to be that manager of their whole entire territory.
It depends on how much time do you have to run the business. Mm-hmm. If you're someone that solely wants to own and operate the business, maybe you're running other businesses at the same time, let's hire immediately.
Yeah.
Right? If you're someone that, you know, maybe you're looking to transition out of a part-time job, moving more into this being your business full-time, then it might be something where in the initial stages, it just takes a little bit longer to grow, but you won't maybe necessarily need to hire someone until you have too much of a workload where you feel like you need more help.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's where even things like the CRM come into play, where CRMs will help you scale in the long, having a business plan, having a CRM, those allow you to understand when it's time to scale. How much can you manage before it's time to add in another team member, right?
Okay, yeah.
Is it after 50 clients? If we have your systems really in line, really in check, you're happy with them. A lot of times that's after you have maybe 50 plus host locations.
You can always turn to the CRM and to our team, and we will help you build out those automations and organize your workflows.
you also understand where we've seen success with hiring and maybe where we haven't seen success, and specifically in regards to those franchisees, right? And I know we've developed some resources to help people within just the scaling your team, scaling your business side of things. Do you mind elaborating on what some of those resources are specifically in regards to hiring more team members?
Absolutely. So I love that you mentioned this because we have broken down the whole entire hiring process, every single step. First things first is, what are you looking for? What do you need in a team member? Is it someone who's going to work on admin, someone who is more focused on sales? From there, we will break it down even more into, where should you post this job listing? How should you break down the pay? What goals should you set? And from there, our team will actually help you review these candidates who are applying to the job listings. And of course, our team will onboard these candidates as well, give them the full scope of the business, and they will get all of the training that our franchisees will go through as well.
Especially if it's a sales representative that they're bringing on board, there may be, you know, newer entrepreneurs that come into this business. They don't know sometimes a lot about how to effectively manage a team and long-term keep that stability going, right? And so I like to always mention and add in there that it's not only about, you know, making sure that they're onboarding in the same fashion, but following up with them and goal setting with them, right? I mean, we teach a lot of franchisees and their team members how to goal set so that they know, you know, you're hiring these people to be a part of your team and represent your business. How do you know if they're succeeding? Mm-hmm. And so we get on calls not only with their franchisees, right? But we also get on calls with, I would say, you know, anyone in their team that they want us to make sure that they're hitting those goals and make sure that they're moving along, just being a part of the business in the right way, shape, and form. And so I think that's something that we do a really good job at, right? Is making sure that these franchisees know it's not just for them, it's for you, your team, and anyone else who's running this business with you. And we don't shy away from including anyone on those calls, right? We love being, honestly, a backbone to their team in whatever way, shape, and form that we can and to whatever capacity that might be. Can you maybe share a success story from a franchisee that you've worked with that's embraced that support that we offer and the type of results that they saw from that?
I had a client who had a really big potential advertiser that he was talking to, and he reached out to me to collaborate on creating a proposal for this big client. We ended up spending an hour on the phone just breaking down each step of that proposal together. The team and I, we started building out this proposal to him. We had it back in a couple of days, and he called me the next day and told me that he landed that business as an advertiser and that they were very impressed with the proposal, which is the best feeling ever. But it's small things like that that our team is... That's what we're here for. We're here to help you build the presentations. We're here to help you build out your CRM and interview potential team members, right? So I always say we're a shoulder to lean on. So whether it is something as small as a proposal that you want to use or as big as building out your CRM system, that's what we're here for.
I think the theme of our episode today is you don't need to know everything when coming into this business, right? You have people to lean on. But with that too, it's not even just the proposal making. I mean, we've had times where people come to us, right, and they say, you know, I have a client. Here are their needs. Here are their wants. I need you to create the proposal, but maybe let's also talk through what are the right products to pitch them on? What are the right directions that they can go in to optimize their goals long-term for their business? And so I think mentioning just even sometimes people just don't know what questions to ask. And it's as simple as get on a call with us, right? Let's sit with you. Yeah. Let's talk through the conversations that you're having. If you have a proposal to build, if you know their goals, their budget, you know, key details that allows to create that proposal, let's sit down, we'll strategize, we'll build it for you. And then to that same tune, right? All you're doing is spending your time following up with those conversations, developing that relationship. We do a lot more of that administrative heavy work. So again, we send it over to you. If you want to make tweaks, great. We'll make tweaks here and there as you have more conversations and whatnot. But I think that's such an overlooked aspect of the business too, is just not knowing what you can ask for. And so I think we try to do a really good job at expressing that we want to be here seriously every step of the way for whatever it might be that you need, whether it's strategy, proposals, so on and so forth. And then for you personally, you deal with a lot of franchisees. What would you say is the most rewarding part of even just watching those franchisees grow their business and also just hit some of those metrics that we were talking about when we're, you know, meeting with them to establish that business plan?
One of the most just fulfilling parts of being in this industry and working with franchisees is exactly as you said, watching them hit the goals that we set years ago. There's a specific client that I have in mind, and his goal was to buy a lake house, which is my goal too, but it was amazing seeing him actually hit that goal. And then from there, it's not, okay, I'm done. It's what's the next goal I can set after that, and continuously just looking forward. So I would say that's the most fulfilling part, is watching my clients hit those goals that we set, you know, a year in advance, 2 years in advance.
To that same tune, with maybe people who don't know what their goals are or where to start, what would you say is, you know, a piece of advice that you would give those franchisees as far as where do they start? How do they achieve that growth?
I always say a great way to set those bigger goals is asking yourself, what is my why? Why did I purchase this business? Is it for financial freedom? Is it to buy a lake house? Is it to spend more time with my family? Once we have that bigger goal, that bigger why in mind, we can break it down even more. And we create these smaller goals as you get to that larger one.
I like that you mentioned the what is your why. Yeah. I come from a door-to-door sales background where the money that you make in that business, it's all 100% commission. Yeah. And so with that, you know, going door-to-door, you have to have a very strong sense of what is my why? Why am I doing this? And what is going to make sure that I continue doing it so that I see success in this business? And that's something that I feel like we do a really good job at reiterating, right? Because we've been in that same position, both of us coming from sales backgrounds, where it's that can be such a strong driving factor in just helping you understand why you're doing it, what comes next, and just the greater picture. Working in a sales role, I feel like in general can be a little hard. You know, you can sometimes feel like you're out there on your own, which is why we also say lean on the team. Yes. You are absolutely not the only person there, and we want to be a part of your team as a whole. But I think the foundational piece of knowing your why is so instrumental in being able to continue this business year after year. And your whys can change. It doesn't always have to be the same, right? Like you mentioned, sometimes you hit your whys, you get to a point where, you know, it's been accomplished. So what comes next, right? Thank you so much for joining me today, Molly.
Thanks, Mary.
Of course.
For more information on how to become an NTV 360 franchisee, please contact us at ntv360.com. NTV 360, watch us.